Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Live at 5 here on WCRD 91.3. I'm Nigel Meyer. Let's begin by taking a look at what's going on in our local listening area. Last fall, Ball State saw 7 new clubs and organizations pop up for students to join. Clubs offer students opportunities to gain professional experience and explore career paths. Some clubs strive to help students build a community. One Love at Ball State is the new chapter of the One Love Foundation, which wants to educate students about something a little different.
One Love at Ball State is really just about working with the Ball State students and kind of educating them and empowering them, involving healthy relationships.
That's Calista Johns, founding member of One Love at Ball State. She says the club's goal is to reach out to young people and get them thinking about what healthy relationships look like. Johns told me a bit about their teaching method.
The main way that we do it is through workshops. So One Love has some really great resources, and they put together these films as well as like discussion guides. So we're really like given all these resources from One Love, and we can kind of gather students together and show these films and then have discussion afterwards. And I think that it's really great that they use film, because that's a great way to really show people what relationships should look like and shouldn't look like.
John said they've been reaching out to other organizations to teach their members about healthy relationships.
So we like literally just started last semester. So this semester we're really working towards reaching out to organizations, other organizations on campus, and kind of figuring out a way that we can provide workshops for them. I think it's February 23rd. We're actually co-hosting an event with the Student Honors Council, which will just involve all of us kind of just talking about healthy relationships. And I think we're planning on looking at some films and kind of discussing how those relationships are either portrayed as healthy or unhealthy.
One Love focuses on romantic relationships, but John says the lessons aren't exclusive to them.
Yeah, it could honestly be either. Typically, we do kind of focus on romantic relationships, but I do think it's important that we also kind of touch on friendships as well, because those can be just as unhealthy.
Another group that is on its way to becoming an official club at Ball State is the Ball State chapter of the Young Democratic Socialist Association. Co-organizing members Eddie Osborne and Parker Abril are in the late stages of getting the YDSA chapter off the ground. Abril says because of social gathering restrictions, they've been reaching out to students online through social media and Zoom meetings. Online has been the primary location for Ball State clubs, where many organizations held call-out meetings this week. YDSA held their second call-out meeting on Tuesday, and Abril told me about his plans for the club's future.
We'll also be having a political education meeting to talk about what socialism is and everything, and sort of garner more interest from there. Once we sort of have a semi-consistent group of members, will then look into starting campaigns and starting a sort of secondary events to reach out more people and just become a more effective organization.
Abril and Johns both told me that social media has been a major tool for reaching new members.
So we've already done quite a bit of reach out. You know, we've been doing a lot of social media lately because, of course, we can't like allowed to knock on doors or anything due to the pandemic. And so we've been reaching out through our social media and through some general interest forms. And we've started hosting weekly meetings over Zoom. Those are on Tuesdays. Our last one was Tuesday at 5, but we're going to start having them Tuesdays at 7.
If you'd like to know more about either of these groups, you can follow them both on Instagram. @Muncie_YDSA and @OneLoveBSU.